Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. Today is the 19th day of the month of July, year 2022. Wherever you are hearing me from, I want you to appreciate the Lord and give God the glory for making it possible for you to see this day. Just bless His name and appreciate Him. Give Him glory, give Him honor, give Him adoration. Our God is worthy of all praise. He's worthy to be adored. Is worthy to be lifted high. He's an excellent God. Bless His name. Thank the Lord for saving your life. Thank the Lord for His mercy over your life. All glory and honor is ascribed unto the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Today is a special day, and I know that God is going to make it special in your life in Jesus' name. The Lord will lift you high. The mercy of God shall not depart from you. You will receive favor. God will move your destiny to the next level, and the hand of the Lord shall promote you in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prayer Program. This program, we pray with high voltage. We pray with aggression. We pray a kind of militant prayers. And that is why we have been having a great result. We have results, we have testimony every day as we address situations one by one with militant prayers. And I believe that your own situation also will receive a touch from the Lord, and whatever you are passing through shall be surmounted and be broken by the power of prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. I need to let you know something very important. The Bible says, right from the days of John the Baptist, as from the days of John the Baptist until this present time. That very word, until this present time, means a lot. The kingdom of heaven has endured violence. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence. The kingdom of heaven has endured assault. The kingdom of heaven has suffered violence. And the violent men and women takes it by force. Meaning that whatever belongs to you, whatever you want to take, whatever you want God to do, whatever you want heaven to release, right from the days of John the Baptist, it has become something you must direct violent at, something you must really pray with aggression, because the kingdom of darkness now suffers violence, and we have to take what belongs to us by violence. That is why prayers in the middle of the night is very strong. Prayer in the middle of the night is very, very strong. I want you to make prayer a culture. I want you to make prayer your second nature. And I believe God, as we pray, as we labor and groan in prayers, there will be release of breakthrough. There will be release of testimony. There will be release of miracle. And whatever you are passing through, God Almighty will undo that situation for you. Are you sick? You shall be healed. Are you under bondage? You shall be delivered. The Bible says the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down the stronghold. Every stronghold of darkness in your mind, every stronghold of darkness in your family shall be pulled down in the name of Jesus Christ. Appreciate the Lord and bless His name. Say, Lord, I thank you. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, my Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, my Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised. There are seven prayers you are going to pray now, and you have to pray them with the spirit of enough is enough. You have to pray this prayer militantly. When you begin to pray this prayer, heaven will begin to release the mighty move of His power in your life. I want you to open your mouth. These are very, very deep prayers. They are destiny-changing prayers. Those who have prayed this prayer, they have testified. And if you pray this prayer also, you are going to testify. These are the seven prayers I want you to shout out and pray them very well. Say, any power invoking my spirit into a cauldron. A cauldron is satanic pot, is witchcraft pot. Any power invoking my spirit into a cauldron, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Any power invoking my spirit into a cauldron, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Any power invoking my spirit into a cauldron, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Any power invoking my spirit into a cauldron, fall down and die in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Second prayer, pray very, very well. Say, every altar of witchcraft in my environment oppressing me in the night, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every altar of witchcraft in my environment oppressing me in the night, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every altar of witchcraft in my environment oppressing me in the night, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every altar of witchcraft in my environment oppressing me in the night, catch fire in Jesus' mighty name we pray. This is the third one. Thank you, Father. Something is going on over there. Say, I retrieve my blood. I retrieve my blood from every evil altar in the name of Jesus. I retrieve my blood from every evil altar in the name of Jesus. I retrieve my blood from every evil altar in Jesus' name. Pray this prayer. Is a prayer for five major kind of people. Number one, those who find out that they have some strange sickness in their body and medications or attempt by medical doctors does not really solve that problem. So because of that, they don't even know what to do. They have to pray their prayer. Or those who are feeling lifeless, you have to pray their prayers. Or those who find out that something is working all around their body, they notice something is just working around their body, they have to pray their prayers. Or those who are just it's like their body is not inside of them, they have to pray their prayer. Or you have been harassed by the spirit of death, you have to pray that prayer. What is the prayer point again? I retrieve my blood from every evil altar. Retrieve, withdraw. I retrieve my blood from every evil altar in the name of Jesus. I retrieve my blood from every evil altar in the name of Jesus. I retrieve my blood from every evil altar in the name of Jesus. I retrieve my blood from every evil altar in the name of Jesus. I retrieve my blood from every evil altar in the name of Jesus. I retrieve my blood from every evil altar in Jesus' name we pray. That is very, very strong prayer. Now you are going to withdraw all the organs of your body from every evil altar. Now say, I withdraw every organ of my body from evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw every organ of my body from evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw every organ of my body from every evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw every organ of my body from evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw every organ of my body from evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw every organ of my body from evil altar in Jesus' name. Pray. If you have a place or you have a part of your body not functioning very well, you just mention that part and say, if it's your leg, say, I withdraw my leg from every evil altar. When you pray for about 5 minutes, you will notice a lot of things coming upon that leg. May God himself, in his power, fight our battle in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, every demonic bondage in my foundation, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every demonic bondage in my foundation, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every demonic bondage in my foundation, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every demonic bondage in my foundation, scatter in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, influence of ancestral spirit in my life, ah, in the name of Jesus. Influence of ancestral spirit in my life, ah, in the name of Jesus. Influence of ancestral spirit in my life, ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Influence of ancestral spirit in my life is a prayer we give to those who normally have a dream, seeing their parents who are dead in the dream, or see those people who have long gone in their family in the dream, seeing their relation who are dead in the dream. So you give them this kind of prayer, and when they pray very well, it will break that relationship with them and the spirit of the dead, and the ancestral spirit that is bringing that body to them will be arrested. Are you ready now? Uh-huh. Say, my God, something is open. Say, I break myself loose from influence of ancestral spirit in the name of Jesus. I break myself loose from influence of ancestral spirit in the name of Jesus. I break myself loose from influence of ancestral spirit in the name of Jesus. I break myself loose. I break myself loose. I break myself loose in Jesus' name. Pray. This is the same prayer I will go in another pattern. Say, ancestral powers appearing to me in the dream. In the name of Jesus, ancestral powers appearing to me in the dream. There. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Take a bottle of oil if you have, or a bottle of water. Bring it and hold it with your right hand. Father, we thank you for the bottle of oil and the bottle of water. Let the power of the Holy Ghost, the power and the blood of Jesus flow into this bottle of oil. And let this bottle of oil and a bottle of water become supernatural oil and supernatural water. Let the anointing of fire enter into the oil and the water. In Jesus' name we pray. Now drink a little now. As we are drinking it now, we are going to challenge all the organs of your body with fire. Say, I challenge all the organs of my body with Holy Ghost fire in the name of Jesus. Place your hand on your chest as we are praying it. I challenge all the organs of my body with Holy Ghost fire in the name of Jesus. I challenge all the organs of my body with Holy Ghost fire in the name of Jesus. I challenge all the organs of my body with Holy Ghost fire in the name of Jesus. I challenge all the organs of my body with Holy Ghost fire in the name of Jesus. I challenge all the organs of my body with Holy Ghost fire in the name of Jesus. I challenge all the organs of my body with Holy Ghost fire in Jesus' name. Pray. If I were you, I would take time to pray that prayer for about 5 to 10 minutes. You will notice a lot of changes coming up upon your life. Now, take the oil and put it on your head. And lay your hand on your head also. Say, I challenge. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Say, I challenge my destiny with the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. I challenge my destiny with the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. I challenge my destiny with the fire of Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Your head represents your destiny. So I challenge my destiny with the fire of Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. I challenge my destiny with the fire of Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. I challenge my destiny with the fire of Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Now take that oil and put it on your belly button and put your hand there. She will say this one with aggression. Say, I challenge my foundation with the fire of Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. I challenge my foundation with the fire of Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. I challenge my foundation with the fire of Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. I challenge my foundation with the fire of Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. I challenge my foundation with the fire of Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Pray. Take time and pray this prayer on your own. Take time to pray the prayer well. I command every sickness hiding in your body to pack their load and leave your body in the name of Jesus Christ. I send the sickness back to the sender. You arrow fire into the body of that sister in the dream. I return you back to the sender. I declare to your life that as we have spoken into the womb of the day, the power of God will fight for you. The power of God will promote you in the name of Jesus Christ. Today shall favor you. Today shall help you. Today shall cooperate with your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray for as many people who are going for interview this week. May God go with you. As many people who are expecting their permanent resident document, may God surprise you. As many people who are going for one or two things to do this week with regard to their business, I pray may God appear and help you in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who have not married, I decree this year to favor you in the name of Jesus. Those who are expecting the fruit of the womb in this month of perversion, before this month ends, there shall be testimony. We shall hear good news that you have now conceived in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We cover everybody here with the blood of Jesus. There's a man there that we need to pray for. You have been fighting a strange spirit in the dream. You don't see the head of that spirit and it's tall attacking you in the dream. Now listen to me. I want you to pray this prayer very well. Pray very well. And if you pray it, you will see what the Lord will do. Say, ancestral strong man, assigned to monitor my life. That prayer I give to you now, you will pray it on your own for 10 minutes aggressively. Ancestral strong man, assigned to monitor my life. die in the name of Jesus. Ancestral strong man assigned to monitor my life. Die, die, die in the name of Jesus. Ancestral strong man assigned to monitor my life. Die, die, die in Jesus' name. Pray. By the time you finish that prayer, you will see what the Lord will do. That Goliath that has been assigned to monitor you and make life difficult for you shall be buried alive in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we appreciate what we have done. We pray for as many people who have been so concerned over their children, and they find out their children are not doing well. Wherever your children are, I decree the fire of God to touch them. The hand of the Lord shall be released upon them, and every spell on your children shall be broken. Any power that has caged your children shall release them in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Aha. Lord, we thank you for what you have done. We give you glory. We pray that today you will do a new thing in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. All those with their certificate, I soak that certificate in the blood of Jesus, and I decree prosperity on that certificate in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, God has answered your prayers, and you want to share testimony with us, send it to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Festa Town. Our international headquarters is at number 13, Olasimbo Street, Unike Sabuyaba, just behind the second gate of Unilag and 10 minutes drive from Queens College. God bless you.